Welcome to this producer meeting recap with AFSC. Welcome back to another episode of The Bovine. I'm your host, Deborah Murphy, and on today's show, catching up with two Agriculture Financial Services Corporation representatives, as if that's not a big mouthful. AFSC joined Alberta Beef Producers at producer meetings across the province this year for updates on their work and an interactive session with producers. Joining us now is Brenda Hagen, Product Owner, LPI Product Innovation, and Jackie Sandin, Product Coordinator, Product Innovation. Welcome to you both.
Thanks, Deborah. Thanks for having us.
Thanks for having us.
So there were a few mouthfuls in my introduction. Can you tell us about your roles at AFSC? I mean, you know, those titles sometimes mean a lot to the people in the org and little to those of us outside of it. So can you give us a bit of a background on what you do at AFSC?
Yeah, sure. I work as a product coordinator is my title, but I really work with the annual and perennial crop insurance programs. And the role is pretty diverse. You know, I'm doing anything from preparing resources for the client service team members who deliver our products out to the producers, all the way to researching and implementing new improvements for our products.
And I'm Brenda Hagen. Yeah, Brenda Hagen. I'm the product owner of Livestock Price Insurance, which means I'm responsible for overseeing all aspects of the Livestock Price Insurance Program for delivery to all the participating Western provinces, including Alberta. And I frequently liaise with our federal government stakeholders. So I say all the Western provinces because within AFSC, yes, we're delivering the program, but we also have Alberta clients. So my role, I almost have to treat Alberta as a client separately. So it's a bit of a hybrid within an AFSC staff member, but also the way that the program's delivered. So I encompass all of that and I make sure that the program's on the right track for all of the West.
So for those, not everybody in the province made it to our producer meetings, and I mentioned off the top that it was an interactive session from AFSC. For those who missed it, could you just give an overview of that presentation?
Yeah, Brenda and I can kind of share that up. When it comes to our perennial insurance programs for 2023, we shared some highlights of what's coming up, specifically our moisture deficiency insurance for pasture. We're moving to a monthly payment calculations in order to provide that money back to the producers in a more timely manner. And we also announced that we are canceling the satellite yield insurance pasture program this year.
We did highlight some of the work being done with the livestock price insurance umbrella as well. Specifically, we talked about a premium volatility review that we were doing to look at all aspects within the premiums that are priced for the product with the aim of reducing premiums where possible within the program.
Yeah. And in addition to sharing what's happening with our programs, we also really wanted to learn how we can better our products. And so we wanted to learn from the producers about their experience with both the livestock insurance as well as the pasture and hay insurance and gather some feedback from them on how we could improve that.
So what we did was we created an interactive session with the attendees to gather any and all comments they had about the programs, specifically the livestock price insurance and our forage programs. But we wanted to set us on the right track for future program evolutions.
So you mentioned a whole lot of very specific details on programs, and we probably will want to get to that in another show. But for this one, let's focus on those producer meetings. And again, we've talked a little bit about that interactive session. Why did you change the presentation style, you know, from more of a PowerPoint, here's what we're doing, to a Mentimeter, which seems like so 2023.
It is quite a bit of a switch for us too, but we really wanted to focus on collecting feedback from our main client base. So ABP is an excellent forum for us to do that. And to learn about their awareness of our programs, first of all, but also how we can improve them so that we make them more relevant to their operations.
Yeah, exactly. The end user of our program is our best resource for change. And that's why we wanted to hear directly from them. And your meetings gave us that gateway to them. We appreciate that.
Yeah, and it was kind of fun to watch because as an attendee, I got to see some of those charts moving up the and seeing different answers. If, as you look at the feedback overall at all of the producer meetings, what did you find? Was there, were there any patterns that you saw or anything that you'd like to point out?
Yeah, we really did notice a few things. So it was an excellent, excellent feedback that we received. We did ask two questions about the moisture deficiency insurance, and a common response was that producers felt that we needed more weather stations across the province, and they were also interested in the addition of more weather variables. So right now we're really looking at precipitation, but they were interested in other things like heat and wind and soil moisture. When we look at the hay insurance, those producers also indicated they'd like to see a new program. So right now the hay insurance is production based and they're looking for a new program more like the pasture that uses area based things like precipitation and heat.
And from the LPI side, yeah. Brenda, what did you find?
Yeah, as we expected, we did hear quite a bit about premiums being high or cost prohibitive. We also heard that there is more room for awareness about livestock price insurance, which did surprise me a little bit. We will be sharing this information with our insurance branch staff so they can initiate conversations about livestock price insurance with the clients based on their operation and risk management needs. But in terms of the premiums, we do see that they are quite high right now, but premium as a cost, as a percentage of coverage, is actually lower than it has been historically, and we're offering the highest coverage that we ever have on the program.
You mentioned one of the surprises that you saw. Were there others?
We did see some numbers that came through that I guess some were surprising, some were not. So our numbers fluctuated across the province. But within each meeting, about 45 to 70% believe that there's enough local calf price risk to warrant price insurance. And priorities for program enhancement was another question we asked. And premiums consistently ranked as the top priority. But reducing the complexity of the premium table came in second among the five other options. Interestingly, when asked what risk was viewed as the largest for each individual operation that attended, price always came out on top, but weather, margin, and political were always usually the next biggest risks identified.
And Jackie, were there any surprises for you coming out of pasture insurance programs?
Yeah, actually, I did find it a little bit of a surprise that, you know, across the meetings, anywhere between 30 and 50% of the producers indicated that they really didn't know enough about moisture deficiency insurance for pasture. And that's surprising, I guess, because it's been around for 20 years. So that's AFSC needs to have some more conversations. So we'll be passing that on to our client service members so they can initiate some of those conversations.
So some of the producers, I guess, are if they're not finding a purpose for insurance, they're going to be self-insuring somehow. What were your findings on that? How are people self, quote unquote, self-insuring? What does that mean?
I think the surprise that came to us there was significant support from an off-farm income. It was either ranking top or second among the meeting locations. And the second highest response we got from that question was nothing, as in they are willing to take on the risk. So AFSC's goal is to ensure producers have the right financial tools at their disposal to allow them to make decisions that are best for their farm and how we can fit into that operation that are on both ends of this spectrum. Because we do see that that's a pretty wide split, whether it's off-farm income or completely taking on risk. We need to find something that fits for everybody.
You were at the virtual meeting, and actually one of the surprises I got out of it was your lead-in question. Can you tell us about that?
So that's a fun one. I ask what the best breed of cattle in people's opinions is, and I've done five or six of these, and every single time Angus was the winner, which made me a little bit sad as a Simmental commercial producer myself. But last night, as you were mentioning, Simmental was the winner.
So we've talked a little bit about the feedback that you got over the course of these meetings. You know, that's great. I think a lot of our producers will be asking, okay, well, but what are you going to do with it? And so that's my question to you is, once you've compiled all this information and had the chance to go through it, maybe even more so than you have already, what are your next steps?
I often think of a Will Rogers quote, and the farmer has to be an optimist or he wouldn't still be a farmer. So while I agree, The best optimists need appropriate tools for their risks. So the feedback we receive from the survey will be instrumental in shaping our program directions for 2023 and beyond. We're grateful for the comments being documented, as this gives us substantial feedback to take back to stakeholders within AFSC and our partners. Now we have something documented. It's not just anecdotal rumblings, so to speak. So we're really happy for that.
And Jackie, what about on the insurance program side?
We did have some really great feedback on how the producers felt about our different insurance programs. And so our next step really is to take that information and look at making program enhancements and changes. So we want to weigh out what the producers told us that they wanted the most with what we can design and implement. And then we'll be able to prioritize what changes we need to focus on. As an example, you know, we talked a lot about perennial products at the meetings, and producers were providing the feedback on more weather stations and more weather variables. So we're looking at different ways to reduce the difference between what happens at a weather station and what happens at a farm. So it potentially could even be a bit of a hybrid in that respect.
And going back to livestock, there's a lot of work to be done on premiums to ensure that we have aligned the program goals with the producer appetite to purchase. But we're also renewing efforts to ensure education on the program is available to those interested. And as I mentioned, our local branches are a key resource. So we're going to make sure that the local branch, as well as our client contact center, are the avenues that clients can use to contact. And they're happy to chat about any program details.
Sorry, Brenda, can I just stop you there? And you mentioned the education piece. What are you working on already that people can find?
We have some resources for producers on our lpi.ca website, but I think the time would be now to start to do some more producer information sessions, whether that's a one-on-one that talks specifically about the program and the perennial programs, or if it's more of a group setting. That's, I think, to be determined. But right now it's something that we need to make sure that we're offering the information in something that's tangible for the producers. So the way that they want to learn from it, whether that be videos, I think that the sky's the limit on how we're going to actually push that information out. And it's not going to be what we've done in the past. It's just here's a booklet.
And you'll continue to work, no doubt, with your partners on things like this to get the information out.
Absolutely. We couldn't do the program without our partners, especially since they were ABP, for example, was integral with the reason that the program was built in 2009. So you've been supportive since then, and we will continue to foster these relationships to ensure that the clients and your producers get what they need.
Was it worth it? Was all this worth it to come to the producer meetings and to join us for an episode of The Bovine?
I really enjoyed getting back out and talking to direct producers, and it was just a comfortable feel at the meetings that I went to, and it was a great vibe.
Yeah, thank you so much to ABP for having us.
Yeah, it's great to be back in person. Thank you both for joining us. That was Brenda Hagen and Jackie Sandin of Agriculture Financial Services Corporation. You can find out more about AFSC by heading to afsc.ca. And if you're anything like me and you need those reminders on upcoming deadlines, you'll love that quick add to calendar button on the deadlines page. That's all for this episode. As always, send your feedback to podcasting@albertabeef.org. And hey, if you share our show online, make sure to tag Alberta Beef Producers so we can say thank you.